This is the Daily Update for Thursday, November 16, 2017. Baltimore, Maryland is under siege. Residents say that the mayor does not care about the violence, and Baltimore Mayor Pugh says that she's just deeply disturbed by it, but at over 300 murders so far this year, deeply disturbed doesn't go far enough for the residents. So there is a lack of police officers, there's a slow hiring process, the residents are afraid to leave their homes, the residents are calling for a more obvious presence of police, and get actively involved. This is the same city that had riots against police and what they call police violence in cases where police officers were confronted with violent criminals and the police officers shot those criminals and then they were called out on it. So maybe the cops don't want to get killed. To me, this is a direct result to the attacks on police officers for doing their jobs. And yeah, in some cases, the police are totally wrong. I'm the first person to say that. But in a lot of cases, they're not wrong. They are confronted with horrible criminals and then they react and they do their job. So you can see where Baltimore, Maryland is going. So Pope Francis rebuked those who deny science behind climate change and urged negotiators at the climate talks in Germany to avoid falling prey to such perverse attitudes. Perverse, really? So there is no science that shows there's global warming or climate change. In fact, the science shows the opposite. But when the Pope puts his information together, he ignores all that science. And he says that the people who have an opposing view to him are perverse. How about perverse is harboring and promoting child rape, as the Catholic Church does? How about perverse is hoarding wealth while other people suffer, as the Catholic Church does? So it's interesting whenever I hear the Pope say something like this, and just strikes me as being a total hypocrite. But he urges an honest dialogue free from pressure. Free from pressure. So you have the Pope telling people to believe in climate change and put pressure on them, but that's free from pressure. So none of it makes any sense, and it's all the height of hypocrisy. So you take that for what you will. Al Franken, the big outspoken self-righteous congressman, has been caught in the past groping women, sexually harassing women, all kinds of sexual allegations against him. He says that he hates homosexuals. He's on record saying that when homosexuals get killed, he likes it. And this is all on record. This is not hearsay or fake news or nothing. So this guy became a congressman, right? And with all this out there, but I say arrest the whole lot of them. Start at the top, work your way down, arrest the whole lot. Let's replace everybody with decent people. How about that? So there's a crime wave in Sweden and the police don't know what to do about it because the Swedish police don't have the resources and the government is turning a blind eye to who is doing the crimes. So in the last 2 years, with the migrants coming in, the waves of migrants, there has been rape, robbery, assaults. A record number of people are reporting crimes. These are attacks by these migrants. So they will not protect the people in Sweden. Sweden used to be a very peaceful, nice place, and now Sweden has turned into a real hellhole because they allowed so many to come in that don't care about the safety and well-being of the Swedish people. So there's children being raped. The police don't even have enough officers to go out there and interview the people who have gotten raped. And all this is going on while the Swedish media and the Swedish government is trying to suppress it. So thank God for the BBC and thank God for Reuters. Thank God for all these people who are coming forward and saying what's going on. The police in Sweden are begging the world for help. So today is the Great American Smokeout Day. It is the Thursday before Thanksgiving. It's the day that you're supposed to put down that cigarette. And really, with everything that we know about cigarettes, why do people still smoke cigarettes? It's just mind-boggling, you know? Put down that cigarette today. Put down that cigarette every day. Today is also Button Day for all the people who collect buttons. You know what? And that's a cute little hobby, especially for something kids to do. A lot of older people like to do it too. People collect stamps. They collect all kinds of stuff. So buttons is one of those things that people like to collect. So if you want to, go collect some buttons. Today is National Fast Food Day. So if you're going to celebrate Fast Food Day, celebrate Fast Food Day in style. Go to a chain restaurant that doesn't offer poison. Stay away from the McDonald's. Stay away from companies that don't care what they put in your body. You know, go to a Chipotle maybe. Go to someplace like that who's going to have better ingredients, healthier ingredients, Have your fast food, but be healthy about it. Today is also National Indiana Day. So what can I say about Indiana? They're the 19th state to enter the Union. They have the Indy 500. I have driven through Indiana before. It's a beautiful state. There's a lot of nature there. There's also some urban areas in Indiana. So if you want to visit Indiana, go do it. Today is also Social Enterprise Day. So social enterprises actually improve people's lives, or they say that they do. Social enterprises can improve nature too and the environment around us. So when you think about social enterprises, we think about the Salvation Army and all the great work they've done, and Goodwill and all the great work they've done, and those thrift stores and whatever. And they all work for the common goal of helping people who are less fortunate. So maybe the big religion can get involved in something like that at some point. Today is a day to think about those people who go out there and volunteer and then care and then have that love in their hearts, and they put everything they have into this to make other people's lives better. That's a beautiful thing. This is Michael Engley on the Daily Update for Thursday, November 16, 2017 on United Public Radio Network, UPRNTalkRadio.com, 107.5 New Orleans, 104.7 in Pass Christian.